USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has sent his budget proposal to Congress for the next fiscal year. Emphasis on the word proposal. His plan seeks more than $8 billion to help construct a massive southern border wall. That's a non-starter for Democrats who now run the House. He's also looking to trim the deficit by trimming domestic spending. Larry Kudlow, his top economic advisor, says...
And the president is proposing roughly a 5% across-the-board reduction in domestic spending accounts.
Breaking news out of the Democratic National Committee as Milwaukee has been chosen to host the party's national convention next year. Wisconsin is a key battleground state that President Trump won by a razor-thin margin in 2016. Republicans have already announced they'll be gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina for their convention in late August of 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft are being grounded in many nations after yesterday's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet of that model that killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. They've now been grounded in Ethiopia, as well as Indonesia, the Cayman Islands, and China. In the United States, Southwest Airlines and American Airlines use them and say as of now, they won't be grounding those planes. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's prison sentence came as a shock to him.
I was really surprised by the sentence he was given. I think it's an incredibly lenient sentence.
McCabe speaking on CBS's Face the Nation on Manafort's prison term of 47 months for 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. Manafort is scheduled for another sentencing in Washington this week in another case in which he could get a maximum 10 years in prison for conspiracy and obstruction of justice convictions. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tesla is raising the price on its electric cars after reversing a decision to close a majority of its dealerships. The automaker announcing that the move will result in a price increase of about 3% for most of its vehicles. The original plan was to close its stores in order to drop the price of the Tesla Model 3 to $35,000. There's a new record breaker topping the theater box office over this past weekend as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number two this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number three, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4, and Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And it seems heart attacks are expected to strike more people than normal today. Around a 24% jump in heart attack cases are generally reported at hospitals on the Monday after daylight savings time takes effect. There is a 21% drop in reported heart attacks after the clocks are set back an hour in the fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.